Today's New Testament reading is the Epistle to the Colossians, the second chapter. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised, with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch, referring to things that all perish as they are used, according to human precepts and teachings. These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Peter Glock from Sion Lutheran Church in Winona, Illinois, and St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Varna, Illinois.
My dear friends in Christ, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's text is recorded in Paul's letter to the Colossians, the second chapter, beginning with the 8th verse. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by the putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. With those words from the explanation of the first article of the Apostles' Creed, Pastor Martin Luther makes a powerful statement about the awesome creative work of our God. It is a statement which flies in the face of so much which the world would have us believe about ourselves. Today's mass media appears to glorify human bodies, but in fact, it presents them in a demeaning way. Under the assumption that we humans evolved from less advanced creatures, people are portrayed as being the total masters of their bodies. Our culture continues to redefine what is decent and what is indecent. It is a problem that has plagued humanity since the first sin in the Garden of Eden. The Colossian Christians to whom Paul wrote were being tempted by an early form of heresy called Gnosticism. They believed that there was a special knowledge which people needed in order to be saved. They viewed the world in dualistic terms. All flesh was inherently evil. The world and all that is in it, including our bodies, was created by pseudo-divine beings, they reasoned. That which was spiritual was inherently good and to be sought after. But Paul tells the Colossians, in him, that is, in Christ, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. That is good news for us. The Word became flesh. And not only that, he has filled us with his fullness. There is nothing more that we need. No special knowledge. No perfect adherence to external regulations. No rigorous asceticism. Only Christ, the Savior, true God and true man, who united us with him by his suffering and death on the cross, and by his glorious resurrection from the dead, who now dwells in us fully and bodily through our baptism. What then of our bodies created by Christ? Just like many people in Colossae, there are those today who indulge the desires of the body because they believe it doesn't matter anyway. It is of no consequence ultimately, they believe. But because our Lord values our bodies, since he created them, he has promised to raise them up at the last day. We who have been redeemed by him are then free to use our bodies to his glory and to take care of them as much as we are able to do so. They are, after all, temples of the Holy Spirit through baptism. In this way, God is truly glorified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Peter Glock from Zion Lutheran Church in Winona, Illinois, and St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Varna, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.